Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply, we all need a father. We all need a father. Obviously, in this society, my friends, we can see the ills of those who have never had fathers. Absentee fathers and deadbeat dads and children growing up in single family homes oftentimes leads to several almost irreparable challenges and consequences. We can never argue the importance. We can all agree on it, in fact, that everyone needs a father. Those who didn't grow up with one always wanted one, and those who have great fathers cherish them immensely. Well, in business, my friends and neighbors, we also need fathers. These are the people who help us and guide us and lead us and mentor us. Obviously, of course, the word father is so revered that we don't often like to translate it into business terms, but in reality, the same things a father provides to a family is what a great leader provides to a team. Let's talk about those, my friends and neighbors, to outline two key elements where a father and a leader have a lot in common. Let's outline them, my friends, and step number one says that father is going to provide structure. Yes, my friends and neighbors and a family, fathers provide the discipline needed for the kids to succeed. There's a time to wake up. There's a time to go to bed. There's a time to brush your teeth and wash your faces. There's a time to take a bath. There's a time to do chores. And the father is the enforcer in a traditional family. Well, in business, by the same token, it's important that if you have a team, people who are looking up to you, who rely on you for guidance and direction, that they're provided with schedules, time management training, follow-up, and understand the importance of prioritizing. Dr. Alfred Chandler, the late Harvard business professor, once said, unless structure follows strategy, inefficiency will be the result. Yes, my friends, keep that in mind, that structure accompanies strategy to reduce the likelihood of high levels of inefficiency. How structured would you say that things are with your team? Do they have specific times every day in order to do X, Y, and Z? Do you know where they are and what they're accomplishing? What tasks are assigned and who's responsible for completing those tasks? You see, structure not only outlines schedules and prioritizing and follow-up and such, but structure also includes standards, best practices, and protocols. You see, growing up as a kid, my father always taught us that there were people that you said yes, sir, and no, sir, to. Not yeah, not no, not uh-huh, not uh-uh. It's yes, sir, it's no, sir. That's a protocol structure that had it not been for my parents, I never would have learned it until much later in life. Think about the business protocols and best practices that your mentor, your leader is guiding you to do. The things that you know from him or her that is creating this level of structure and compliance that you couldn't get anywhere else. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that first component is structure. That next component is trust. You see, in a father-daughter or son relationship, trust is bilateral. It goes both ways. You trust your father and your father trusts you. And that trust outlines in a few key elements. I like to outline this in my trust acronym. These are the five key elements that trust is founded on. First is you can talk to your father. That's the T in our trust acronym. You can talk to your father. You can share thoughts and interests, concerns and questions. You can ask feedback. Who is it, my friends and neighbors, that you can talk to? Who is it in business that you can look up to enough to ask advice and questions and share thoughts? Who is interested in you enough to pick up the phone and take your call? If, my friends and neighbors, you can identify someone that can do that, you may have just found your business father. Then it's not just trust, but you can also receive. Trust is not just talking. It's also a process of receiving. It's receiving feedback, whether it's complimentary or critical. And you know that you can receive it because it's done in love. When your father talks to you, my friends, as children, all of those who are fathers or parents and talking to your children, they can receive our feedback first and foremost because they trust the fact that we've got their best interest in mind. Has your son or daughter ever done anything that you were vehemently opposed to? Well, you were not opposed because you thought what you were doing was going to hold them back. You were opposed because you felt like it wasn't going to help them advance. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, when you build a relationship with your team strong enough, then they can receive feedback from you, whether complimentary or slightly critical. They can receive it because they know that it comes from a great spirit and a good heart. They can also understand each other. See, one of the foundational elements of trust is we understand each other, the strengths, the shortcomings, etc. You know, there are things about your father, if you think about them, that you may not admire. There may be shortcomings if you really examine your business fathers well. There may be some things that they don't do as well as you like, but that's okay. You didn't connect with them because of the shortcomings. You connected with them because of their strengths. By the same token, my friends, when it comes to being a leader, focus on the positive attributes and understand what makes those on your team tick. Understand them well enough to relate to them, to appreciate them, to encourage them. Understand them enough to know what you can say and what you can't say, what's going to cause them to go into a hole and what's going to cause them to rise to the top. The other component of trust is staying power. Yes, my friends and neighbors, real fathers are not going anywhere. They don't tell you they're going to the store to get a carton of milk and not show back up to your teenager. They don't say, I'm going to get a loaf of bread and you never see them again. No, the real fathers stay. And everyone that is a leader in business has to be committed to staying with those individuals on their team. We can't walk out on them. We can't abandon them. We've got to stay with them. We must stay and continue to embrace them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you don't have to be a perfect father in order to stay. You don't have to be a perfect leader in order to continue and remain. Then last but not least, trust in this business father relationship is built on treating them fairly. Think about it. Your father never showed you favoritism. He was the one that treated all the kids the same, you and your siblings. You couldn't tell which one was daddy's favorite. Why? Because daddy treated everybody the same. Bought everybody something for their birthday. Bought everybody gifts for holiday seasons. Took everybody out at the same time. How fairly are you treating your team, my friends? Trust is broken when treatment is unfair. And I say to you, my friends and neighbors, if you'll do it for one, do it for them all, or don't do it for anyone at all. Yes, my friends, we can be the business father if we build a standard and principle of structure as well as trust. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends, and I can make you one guarantee. If you enjoyed this training segment, Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.